I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois' climate is changing rapidly, and there are worrisome predictions for the future. That's according to a new climate assessment. Dana Cronin has more.
The new report from the Nature Conservancy shows how Illinois' climate has transformed over the past century and predicts it will only continue to get hotter, wetter, and more extreme. These changes will have long-lasting and potentially devastating impacts on all Illinoisans, says study co-author and former Illinois state climatologist Jim Angel, but especially on low-income communities and communities of color.
You look at the 95 heat wave in Chicago, most of the people that died from that were from low-income groups and minorities. And so I think those are vulnerable populations that are a concern.
Angel says the changing climate will also continue to impact the state's agriculture industry, with hotter summers and more intense flood events. I'm Dana Cronin.
The Illinois House advanced a measure that would reduce criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of most drugs from a felony to a misdemeanor. It would reduce charges for carrying less than 3 grams of heroin or fentanyl. The proposal also allows a path to expungement of arrest records. Opponents worry that could obscure some small-time drug dealers from law enforcement. Republican Jeff Kiker of Sycamore got emotional during debate, telling the story of a cousin who he says died of an overdose in 2016 after years of staying clean.
She sought comfort with a friend who dealt drugs. She was found dead in a Big Lots parking lot with a needle still in her arm, died of an overdose of heroin laced with fentanyl.
Kiker said allowing second chances for drug dealers means they could re-offend without law enforcement being able to track them. Progressive Democrats narrowly passed the bill out of the House with support of the ACLU of Illinois and the Lake County State's Attorney. Advocates are calling for the Illinois General Assembly to pass a plan that requires nursing homes to offer virtual visits for residents. Capital News Illinois reports the intent is to prevent social isolation during the pandemic. AARP Illinois helped craft the measure. If the bill becomes law, long-term care facilities will be required to adopt and implement a set of policies for virtual visitation and sanitizing protocols. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Some community leaders are expressing hope after the guilty verdict against former Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin. Father Joseph Brown, professor in the Department of Africana Studies at SIU Carbondale, says he tells his students this could lead to substantial improvements in policing.
So I told them that this is something we have to take time and be quiet about and to realize that we made it to a certain space in America that might show us that change is possible.
Father Brown says the fact that Chauvin's former co-workers and bosses testified against him in court shows this is a turning point and should help lead police to reform. More community college students would likely be able to get into the University of Illinois under a bill passed by the House Tuesday. The measure set up a pilot program where community college students with at least a 3.0 average and 36 credit hours completed automatically get into the U of I. It's sponsored by Representative Deanne Mazzocchi of Elmhurst and was agreed to by the university.
This is asking them to at least start by creating some defined criteria where you as a student know that if you start to satisfy this criteria, you're going to be eligible for a guaranteed admission pathway for the University of Illinois.
Mazzocchi says she would eventually like to see this expanded to include all high school students in the top 10% of their class. The bill now moves to the Senate. And the date of the varsity football game between Carterville and DuQuoin has been changed. The Indians program had been paused since April 14th after a COVID positive case within the team. The game is tomorrow night in DuQuoin. Good morning.